The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Well, I thought it was pretty special to get ScoMo on the show today, but let's be honest, here's the highlight. Perth Now editor, Nat Richards.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Did you ever think you'd share a show with the Prime Minister?
Of course. Come on, Ben.
Yeah, exactly.
I know my worth.
let's go straight to the outback of WA, where there's concerns about a petrol station.
Yeah. Well, imagine this, right? You can't really go many places at the moment, so you thought, oh, I'll go on an Aussie holiday, I'll take the Canberra trailer out for a drive, I'll go across the Noarbor, and you know what, as always happens when you do these long drives, right, need a fuel station, stop off at the Eucla, fill up with diesel and off you go.
Yeah, maybe get a pie.
And then you break down in the middle of nowhere. And that's exactly what's been happening to people, is that they've been pulling up at this fuel station, filling up with diesel, and then mysteriously they get a few Ks down the road and they break down. And they're stuck in the middle of nowhere with nothing. And this is what's been happening to people. And Consumer Protection have put out this alert now saying that anybody that's visited a station in the Eucla and has had trouble with breakdowns needs to contact them and lodge an official complaint, because it's concerns now that the fuel has been contaminated. And just the worst possible place that this could happen in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, not only is there no mechanics, there's no petrol stations where you can get more petrol.
Exactly.
There's no water.
I mean, luckily there are some within a reasonable-ish distance
like
of this
6-hour
particular
walk or something.
Yeah, with this station. But can you imagine? You are stuck out there. That it's got to be the worst nightmare for somebody that's not very, not very savvy with these sorts of things. And
are you saying like a millennials living the van life?
Or poms like myself, you've got to appreciate the size of Australia.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it's massive. It's only when you get on the road that you realise everything takes forever to get from A to B. And you've got this problem with fuel that means that you could end up broken down in the middle of nowhere. It's the stuff of nightmares for people. So this has been happening. Consumer Protection wants you to get in touch with them if you've had trouble. Bit of a worry for those people. I just can't imagine what that would be like, especially if you went late at
night. Have you ever done that drive across the Noarbor?
I have not. My husband has. I said it was the most boring experience of his life. I'll take his word for it and have no plans on doing it. So I'll be getting the plane from now on, I think.
Well, I think the only time West Aussies really do it is if the the Eagles or the Dockers have made the grand final in Melbourne.
And they can't get a flight. Or they don't want to remortgage the house for a flight.
Exactly. Yep. I haven't done it. And now I probably won't.
Well, it gets me that, you don't have peak hour over here or anything like that, but everything's miles away from each other, isn't it?
Like
in the UK, you can drive what would take you 5 minutes without traffic and it can take you an hour. Yeah, over here, it's the opposite. You can go full speed, but it'll take you forever to get there because everything's miles away from each other. You even got to drive down your drive over here in some places.
Yeah, I know.
It's even a trek down your drive.
Yeah, I know. Some houses, definitely.